tweet at TodaySOR.
Human remains have been found in a burnt-out car in Drumcondra on the north side of Dublin City this morning. The discovery was made around 1:30 a.m. For the latest, I am joined by Stephen Breen, crime editor with the Irish Sun. Stephen, good morning. There seems to be a growing understanding or expectation that it will be confirmed. These remains found this morning are linked to the human limbs discovered in a sports bag late on Monday evening in Coolock.
That's right, Sean. This is a huge investigation spanning three different Garda divisions. And the latest development in this investigation was in the early hours of this morning when a car was recovered on fire just off Clonleth Avenue there in Drumcondra. And during the examination of the car by Dublin Fire Brigade, they established that human remains were found inside the car. Gardaí were immediately called and an investigation was then launched by Gardaí at Mountjoy. So it also spans Gardaí in Coolock and Gardaí in Drogheda, and the suspicion is that it is linked to the discovery of human remains in Coolock on Sunday night, where it's feared a missing teenager who was reported missing on Monday but went missing on Sunday, reported missing by his family on Monday. And the concern is that the remains belong to him after he was abducted and murdered by one of the criminal gangs involved in the ongoing Drogheda feud.
And what do we know of this missing boy, Stephen?
Well, Sean, he's just 17 years of age. He's due to celebrate his 18th birthday in a few weeks. He was someone who Gardaí believe was connected to both sides in the Drogheda feud. Indeed, just on January 5th, he was officially warned by Gardaí that his life was in danger. He had a conviction connected to the Drogheda feud. Despite his young age, you know, he was acting, Gardaí believe, as an enforcer, was involved and is directly linked to the gang. So the concern now is trying to establish, you know, which faction of that ongoing feud was responsible for this terrible crime. And he's just such a young age and a young man. He had his whole life ahead of him, but now, you know, his family faced with this unbelievable nightmare.
And is it possible, Stephen, that he might have been involved on both sides?
Yes, that is the concern. You see, that's a common trait in Drogheda at the moment, where you have young guys that 15, 16, 17, who are lured into these criminal organisations by the godfathers, promised this lavish lifestyle, promised the bling, the fancy restaurants, the clothes, all the trappings of that goes with organised crime, and they're being lured in to act as enforcers, you know, to collect, you know, money from families who owe money for drug debts. So that is a concern, that young men are being lured into this here, but they are expendable, and this is what we're looking at here now, where you have someone like this individual who's only 17 has got caught up in this, and look what's happened to him. It really is a horrific incident.
You're writing today in the Irish Sun, Stephen, that Gardaí already had his DNA as a result of a conviction in fairly recent times.
That's right. Last December, he was convicted. He received a suspended sentence, and on that occasion, he was charged with and convicted of intimidating a local family in Drogheda, where he had targeted a young man who owed money for drugs. He had threatened the young man's mother, and indeed was linked to a petrol bomb attack on one of the properties in Drogheda. So, you know, he has been involved in crime despite his young age, and is someone who was well known to Gardaí. But you know, he was also someone who was aware he was under threat because of the fact that Gardaí gave him the Garda information message form just on January 5th. So he was aware he was under threat, he was still living openly in the area.
And it seems that there was a very frightening warning given to him on social media describing the way in which he would be killed. And in fact, that's how it turned out.
That's right, Sean. There was a video on social media that was put out by a masked man who was indicating that this young man would be abducted, and he would be murdered, and he would be dismembered. And it looks as if that's the case at the moment. I mean, we even look at his family have put out claims on social media, you know, appealing for people to come forward. Just this morning, you know, a sister put out a message saying that, you know, no one would be able to take the place, you know, of her brother. So it really is a shocking case. Thankfully, these cases are rare. in Irish society here. You know, we had one in 2016, and the Gardaí have had good successes in trying to bring people involved in this type of incident before the courts. You know, you look at Christy Mangan, the chief superintendent in Drogheda, is directly involved in this investigation, and he had success in the past with the Scissor Sisters. So it is early days, and the question is now trying to establish where he was killed, where his body was dismembered, and who was behind this.
And what are Gardaí saying about the particularly vicious and frightening nature? It's been described, understandably, as a mafia-style killing in its brutality. What are they saying about this?
Well, it is something new when you have... I mean, obviously, there have been cases in the past, which I just mentioned, in which people have been dismembered, but this is a boy. This is a young man. He's just 17 years of age. He's not an adult, and it is a worrying sign, because if you have a criminal organisation who are prepared to do this to a boy, what are they going to do next? And then the concern is, will there be other similar incidents where you will have, you know, people on a different side of a criminal faction here, especially in Drogheda? Are they going to stoop to different levels as well? And, you know, we shouldn't be surprised that this is happening, but the levels of violence involved in this case, and it is something like you'd see on Netflix with the narco-terrorists in Colombia or Mexico. Thankfully, we're not used to it here, but it does happen, but it is shocking, and the concern is now that there could be some kind of revenge attack, and the last thing we need to see are more appalling levels of this type of violence.
When is it expected that the identity of the individual will be made known as a result of the DNA comparisons?
Well, in relation to the DNA from the human remains which were found on Monday night, Sean, that should be this afternoon, but then Gardaí will also have to conduct further tests today in relation to the remains which were found in Drumcondra early this morning. So hopefully, you know, there will be some answer this afternoon, and a positive identification can be made on those remains which were found in Coolock, and therefore giving the Gardaí a direct line of investigation to go on.
Stephen, thank you very much indeed for that update. That's Stephen Breen there, crime editor with the Irish Sun.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.